92 Fort Worth, a Cumulus station. It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Oh, the tape dispenser.
No, tape gun.
Boy, do you know how quickly I could tape up a hostage's mouth with this thing?
Telling you.
Listen, Niner. Listen. You're getting a glimpse inside right now.
I mean, I bet you within 5 seconds, there's no way they're speaking.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
I said, okay.
Don't tell me they made love to him.
No, Craig.
A complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Why is your mind always just right on the brink
of
gay
Gordon
sex?
Can't possibly understand that.
Can I withdraw the last comment?
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week.
If these people had done this to this man who's being robbed, it can hardly be described as making love.
I was just trying to soften the
what?
Blow?
On the little ticket.
Chess Breaks brings you the e-break. We'll give you the candidates. You get the vote on them. By the way, we have Key Talk coming up here in 15 minutes. And don't forget, Dirk Nowitzki on the program this morning at 9:35. All right, here are your e-break candidates for this week. First up, it is one Dan McDowell from Bad Radio. Now, they had Donnie Nelson on this week, and they happened to have him on the day the story broke about the tractor trailer dying at the much too early age of 34, was it?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. Well, of course, you go back to the draft with Dirk, and he is connected with Dirk because it was the Mavericks that originally selected the tractor and then eventually traded him to Milwaukee. So they were going to talk about that anyway with Donnie, and then they get the news that the tractor had passed away. And this is why Dan is loved. It's also why some people take Dan's line of humor the wrong way. But listen to the awkwardness when he asked that question of Donnie Nelson, or this coming question of Donnie Nelson, and then listen to the Bob stammer as he tries to get him out of this tailspin.
It is a very odd coincidence that this tractor trailer news comes down today, and a couple days ago, you were like, hey, let's get Donnie in studio so we could talk about Dirk draft day and the trade and all that. So what a... It's just weird timing, I suppose. I don't think anybody had tractor trailer if they were, like, next celebrity that might pass away list. He was, what, 34?
Mm-hmm. 34. Jeez. That's crazy. And, since our topic matter.
So did you win that trade?
going back. What's wrong with you?
What?
Don't say what. That doesn't get you out of you. So did you How much did you deal with?
Gosh,
man.
You know, she didn't hear anything from Donnie Nelson in there. Just like totally laying back.
You think Dan was meandering around there at the beginning?
You guys had that.
It's kind of
I mean, I don't think anybody
and he gets in that smart ass.
So you win that trade.
All right, very awkward moment there on Bad Radio.
Funny.
It's always awkward when someone eats on the air. This may be a first, someone eating ice on the air, and Danny Bayless didn't realize his microphone was on.
So yesterday, it was really the perfect game. I don't think the Mavericks...
Oh, crap, my mic's on. I didn't realize that. I'm just sitting here eating ice.
I was like, what is he doing?
Want to get some pizza?
I do. I really do. I'm so hungry that I'm eating frozen water.
We should have had a visual of that because at one time you kind of looked up because I went silent and then you like just turned to look at your mic.
You got to switch over there, honey.
I know. I thought I had it off. I'm sorry.
But if Friday was the best game...
Honey...
Yeah,
well, that was weird.
You're about to hear Ryan's is really losing it, too.
Oh,
man, that sounded like a horse eating corn. Listen to the beginning of that real quick.
So yesterday, it was really the perfect game. I don't think the Mavericks...
Oh, crap, my mic's on.
It does sound like a horse eating corn.
Horse mouth.
Like how you hear it stop crunching after everyone stops talking. You hear
sounds like 10 to noon to me.
Yeah, Norm crunches a lot. All right, so there's Danny Bayless up for an e-break, and that brings us to one Mike Reiner. Now, there's controversy about this. He says, as he has many times, that he did this on purpose, but it was written down that they were going to talk about Boston, Miami. So it was written down in their run sheet as Boss/MIA. And this is what Rhines turned Boss/MIA into. Now, he claims he did this on purpose. You be the judge.
It is 3:51. This is Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Up next, let's get into the events over in Bosnia here on The Ticket.
Now, Bosnia?
What do we mean when we say Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket?
Wait!
He did that on purpose.
No, he didn't. He panicked. No, he didn't. He grabbed me. He looked at the run sheet. He panicked. He was like, tried to say it as groups went to break. Boston.
Well, I have written down we want to talk about the Celtics Heat game last night, and I put Boss/Maya, M-I-A. And I guess if you're not having your readers on and you look down, you thought that maybe I called an audible and wanted to do a segment on Bosnia.
Or maybe you had a late night of ecstasy and yes. Silent dancing.
Mm-hmm.
So you say not
coming up next is the events.
So after that, Ryan's claims that it was on purpose, but according to sources I have deep within the hard line, that was not on purpose.
Well, it sounds like Corby is saying that after Mike's microphone was turned off, that he was trying to correct himself, saying, yes. No, Boston. So that makes it sound like it wasn't on purpose.
Yeah, he was trying to say that, and apparently he had a look of panic towards Grubbs after he said it.
Bosnia?
How can he look at the page and think they were really going to talk about Bosnia?
Right. We're going to talk about those boys over there in Bosnia.
Had me roped in. I wanted to hear about it.
All right, let's hear the greatest tease ever one more time.
It is 3:51. This is Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Up next, let's get into the events over in Bosnia here on The Ticket.
Now, Bosnia?
What do we mean when we say Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket?
See, and he said it in a way that he was really trying to make a point, don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
Man, the inflection of his voice was, we've got some Bosnia issues to deal with here this afternoon. I don't think it was on purpose on his part to call out Danny for putting something unclear on the run sheet. I think it was really a senior moment there for Rhines. So those are your three candidates, Dan, Danny, or Rhines. 214-787-1310. Hi, you're on The Ticket.
Reiner's favorite black person, Buddy Lee.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Yes, I'd like to vote for the e-break.
Uh-huh.
I'd like to go vote for Junior Miller's Chupacabra bicycle seat.
Not a candidate. Oh, hi, you're on The Ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Wolf European Events.
You say Wolf European Events?
Yeah.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310.
Come on, I am right here.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Die.
Hey, Needers, I want to vote for one Dan McDowell, just so you know. Love you.
Bye. Hi, you're on The Ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Do you like war-torn countries? Do you like only the finest in war-torn countries? Go to Bosnia.
Thank you. Hi, you're on The Ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Stick Boy, Craig Miller.
Not a candidate.
Nope. Hi, you're on Ticket Radio.
Reddit on Fox Born.
Thank you.
Hi, you're on The Ticket. Hello. All righty. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, America's favorite radio station.
I want to vote for George's butt.
Not a candidate, sir, but thank you. My butt.
Yeah, I've got
you.
Some ice in my flask if you guys want to have an after-hours drink.
Danny Vote. Hi, you're on The Ticket. Who wins?
Death is funny unless it's awkward.
Oh, okay. That's Dan. Okay, I got you. Hi, you're on The Ticket.
Jeb's onion crotch.
Don't have one. Hi, you're on The Ticket. Who wins? Hello?
Is the answer Harmon, Taylor Brew, and Tony Oliva back-to-back home run?
No. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310. Hi, you're on The Ticket. Who wins the e-break?
I want to vote for the Ice Boy.
Ice Boy? Okay. Hi, you're on The Ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Well, I normally try to stick with the true essence of the E-Break, and that would be Reiner, but I got to go with Dan McDowell on this one.
Thank you, sir. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
This is Marlon Ratt, and I'd like to vote for Dan McDoodoo.
Thank you. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
I heard the tractor trailer left behind a John Deere letter.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, okay. That horrible vote gives us a winner, one Dan McDowell, causing extreme awkwardness in an interview with Donnie Nelson where he has to lay out after the tractor trailer comment.
It is a very odd coincidence that this... So tractor trailer news comes down today, and a couple days ago, yeah, you were like, hey, let's get Donnie in studio so we could talk about Dirk draft day and
yeah,
the trade and all that. So what a... it's just weird timing, I suppose. I don't think anybody had tractor trailer if they were, like, next celebrity that might pass away list. He was, what, 34?
Mm-hmm. 34. Jeez. That's crazy. And, yeah, since our topic matter.
So did you win that trade?
going back? What's wrong with you?
What?
Don't say what. That doesn't get you out of you. So did you... How much did you deal with
you like your gig, Donnie? All right, how many is that for one Dan McDowell?
That is the 15th win for the practitioner of the dark arts.
All right. Well, it is 8:10 here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Take that win, show!
And up next, we have a fascinating